The project, dubbed Task Force Cyber Secure, is modeled loosely on the Task Force Cyber Awakening the Navy launched last year. They share similar objectives, making sure that cybersecurity isn't seen just as an IT issue and that cyber protections for all systems are managed and coordinated at an enterprise level, rather than forcing individual programs to come up with their own solutions and fight for funding. General Mark Welsh, the Air Force Chief of Staff, authorized the task force in a memo late last month. He says part of its charter will be to draw clear lines of cyber protection responsibilities between the service's headquarters organizations.
There's a couple of things they have to do that are fundamentally important to us, I think. The first one is make sure we have all the division of responsibilities right. Who is responsible for what? So we don't get Air Force Base Command, A6, beating each other about who's the right voice for the right issue. So they're going to make sure we have all that right. We're going to make sure we understand completely the impact of good behavior, bad behavior, our behavior, someone else's behavior on the capabilities of the Air Force. So what are our real vulnerabilities in our core mission areas? What are the real vulnerabilities in our mission systems, in our airborne platforms, in our space-based platforms, in our analytical databases? What are the vulnerabilities that we as a service have? So their objective is to step back and take an objective look at the ability of the United States Air Force to do its job and understand how the cyber domain allows us to do that better or can be used to prevent us from doing it well, and then get after the problems that they identify.
Specifically, the task force is charged with diagnosing how cyber vulnerabilities might impact each of the Air Force's five core mission areas and developing a strategy that attempts to not just fix problems one by one, but also takes as a given that cyber is going to be an element of virtually all aspects of future warfare, and that the military needs to be able to clearly think through how to manage risks. Lieutenant General Bill Bender, the Air Force's Chief for Information Dominance and CIO, says they'll start by examining all systems that lie outside of traditional IT networks, including weapon systems and maintenance depots.
It's not that that work hasn't been done or been ongoing. It's that it's not been done in any kind of a coherent way. So hoped-for outcomes of the effort are really an education of ourselves and those that we partner with. It's a connecting of the dots, so who's doing what and how can we eliminate redundancies, work together, partner on solutions to problems. And overall, it's this notion of information sharing. I think it will happen naturally as a result of getting those with common concerns work together in the room, whether that's in person or virtual.
The Air Force also sees the task force as a venue for prioritizing its cyber investments and letting leaders deliberate on where it makes sense to pump more money into cyber protections and where it's willing to accept more risk. Pete Kim is the Air Force's acting director for cyberspace operations and warfighting integration and will lead the task force's day-to-day operations. He says it's not as though Air Force officials haven't been thinking about how to protect their various systems, but those efforts have not exactly been coordinated.
So before the task force was even started up and stood up, I could go into every functional area in the Air Force and somebody is doing something with trying to secure their information technology or do cybersecurity. Whether it's the A2 trying to improve intelligence to the fight, whether it's guys that Jeff is herding and trying to build these things with some kind of elemental basic cybersecurity, it's the guys down in San Antonio running ops, it's the guys in logistics trying to do their own thing, it's the guys in space, and I could go on and on and on. One of the things that kind of convinced folks is I plopped down huge binders on my desk going, here are the two huge binders of every assessment, study, pilot, quick look. None of it was synthesized, coordinated, and synchronized. Everybody's trying to do their own thing to solve the problem and think they have the solution. And they're coming into the Air Force E-Ring asking for money, manpower, authorization to do these things. So hence the task force is formed.
The Air Force expects the task force's work to last at least a year. During that time, it'll be looking for ways to identify to senior leaders exactly what needs to be done to secure its platforms and to argue for more cybersecurity spending if it's needed.
What is that permutation that I can take to the chief of staff and go, you're good. LRSB is going to be good. The maintenance systems are secure. Guys on the ground know how to do this. The cyber ops guys are patrolling a certain IP space. They're running caps. We've got an integrated approach. It's been designed as secure as possible, but we think there's problems. So, Chief, you need to spend, $5 million here. Who in the Air Force makes that kind of decision, has that big corporate look and goes,
we can answer that question. Currently, no one really does. And so we need someone to pull this all together because they want to spend some money. The intel guys are going, what do we need to focus on? The cyber ops guys are running hunt missions. They're doing all this stuff. We've got everybody and their brother from CyberCom releasing task orders to patch, 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 stig, 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 patch, patch, stig, stig, report, report, report. I'm like, okay, stop. What are we doing here?
So Kim says part of the task force's job will be to uncover what's already being done in the cybersecurity space, not just within the Air Force, but across the entire Defense Department, and try to prevent a duplication of effort in what are likely to be very similar challenges across the military. He says the group has already seen some success in coordinating those efforts and has served as a sort of matchmaker between people with cybersecurity problems and people who are already working on solutions.
Did you guys know that there's guys in OSD that have a solution? Nope, had no idea that guy even existed. So, hey, you guys need to talk to each other. Oh, did you know that 24th wants to do something with the Air Force CE Center? Nope, had no idea. Well, here's their plan that was developed by General McLaughlin and folks about a year ago. Did you know about that? Nope, had no idea. Okay, you guys need to talk. So the information sharing and connecting the dots is the third thing. Is kind of goodness in terms of what the task force has been able to do and maybe put some focus above and beyond things that we haven't had time in the past. So we're moving forward with this. We're going to come up with some solution sets. I think we're getting close to, in this discovery phase, we're going to move into maybe some of the risk and some of the one-to-end list phase of here are the litany of things people are working on, and people are already coming to me and going, we need this funded. This is very important. So how do we figure that out? How do we get the corporate board structure to go, yep, that's like, we need to fund that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.